Nation, everybody. What are we dishing about today?
Yeah, boy.
Well, Heidi, Venus Williams served up some interesting news about her love life. We'll explain.
And Bill Cosby's release from prison sparked a battle of the TV mamas.
Plus, after 28 years together, honey, a movie star finally married his girlfriend.
Frank will be joining us a little bit later, but Heidi, what is going on with Meghan McCain?
All right, you guys, this is huge. This is actually breaking news where over at Sherry's old stomping grounds, Meghan McCain has just announced that she is leaving The View at the end of this month.
You.
A lot of people aren't surprised about this. The news comes after 4 years, and I'm sure you probably have a little more insight than any of us. 4 years of nasty confrontations with her co-hosts, mainly Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. Meghan's reason for leaving, she said, was to spend more time with her daughter. Whoopi and Joy and Meghan all have acknowledged over the years of their spats, but overall complimented on each other on standing their ground. Sherry, obviously there's going to be some conflict with some varying opinions. What do you think of Meghan McCain leaving The View, Sherry?
She fainted.
Speechless. Are you speechless?
Sherry doesn't have an opinion.
When she heard that news.
Well, let me know.
Sherry went to go get her job back, Gary. Y'all. Sherry left us to go get her job back at The View.
Yes, she did.
We all should, all of us on this show should be outraged about what happened with Meghan, honey. Now, all of the white women on The View get a chance to leave. They fire Sherry, and that's not fair. So, I mean, something needs to be done about that.
Seriously.
You know, something needs to be done.
Is that true?
Sherry moved on to bigger and better things, a.k.a.
Thank you, Gary.
We should be bigger and better.
So, Gary, when they did let me go, I tried to take everything from the building. I was stealing pens, staplers, paper clips. I stole Whoopi Goldberg's picture off the wall.
Sherry, you gave me that View hoodie. I didn't know that was a stolen hoodie that you gave me.
Oh, girl, I took everything. Yes, Heidi, everything was stolen.
I like it.
Anything from The View, I stole. When you fire me, I'm taking everything.
Everything.
I don't know what Meghan is going to take. I have no idea, but I wish you well.
She ain't
going
to take nothing. She quit.
As you probably know by now, Bill Cosby was released from prison yesterday. His Cosby show. Yeah, y'all remember that when he walked out. So his Cosby show co-star, Felicia Rashad, tweeted, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." Oh, boy. Maybe Felicia should have waited for a minute. Because Janet Huber, who played the original Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, was quick to call Felicia out, tweeting, "Felicia, what are you thinking? Everyone knew what he was doing back then. How could you not? Get your umbrella, sister. Here comes the shower. I am outraged that he has been released. Yes, he is an old ass guilty man." Okay. Now, Felicia did a follow-up by saying she did not mean to be insensitive to sexual assault survivors and that she hopes for healing.
Was. So here's the thing. More so than cancel culture, we are in Me Too culture. Me Too time, where we are empowering victims to speak out. So even though you want to support a friend, it is difficult times because you can't play both sides of the card. If you speak out in support of one getting released, it is very hard to also show your support for the victim. So it's just very, very sensitive. We all know Felicia's heart, you know, but it is difficult.
Hersha, how are we living in a time when all we wanted to do was free Britney and the best they could do was free Bill Cosby?
Right.
can we free Britney too? Can we lock that in?
All right, y'all. Kudos to Venus Williams for keeping it real like she always does, y'all. During an ESPN interview, the tennis pro was asked about her longevity following her first-round win at Wimbledon. Venus was bored with the question, and check out what happened next.
What was key to your longevity?
I don't know. I'm tired of talking about it.
Can't y'all ask me something else?
I got something for you, Venus. Big buzz here at Wimbledon.
I'm very single. I might be undateable, actually.
You and me both. Okay, go ahead.
I was damn. Oh, shoot.
I love how fed up her and her sister is with the press.
I love her, too.
But, yo, Gary, are you surprised she said she might be undateable, bro?
No, because I feel the same damn way. I am undateable.
No, you're not.
No, you're not, Gary.
What makes a person undateable, y'all?
When you put it out there that you are undateable, the universe, I believe, energy aligns with whatever you say.
Yes,
so
girl.
Once you say, I'm undateable, ain't nobody gonna date you. That makes you undateable.
Hygiene is definitely one. If you smell, you are damn sure undateable. If your breath stinks,
your breath or your body, ooh.
Yes. I done dated somebody with dirty halitosis fingernail. Before, and I scrubbed a scratch on my neck. Yes.
Okay, y'all, yesterday we talked about Kim Kardashian being in Rome and visiting the Vatican. Yeah. Well, that means Kanye West is on daddy duty, y'all. OMG. He's been in Mexico for about a week with all four kids, and they were just spotted at the airport waiting for their flight back to L.A. Now, Kanye gave North his phone to keep her entertained, and a nanny helped out with the other kids. Now, Portia, does it look like Kanye had his hands full with all the kids or what?
He got his hands full, and I know he loves it. Listen, men who have a lot of kids, they love the chaos, the noise, and all that. And I'm glad he done figured out the damn phone is your best friend, okay? Whenever they have a meltdown, pull out watermelon, cocoa melon, pull it all out, and that will help you out.
But I love the fact, because you never really see Kanye with the kids all the time. So I love the fact that they're surrounding him. He looks like a father.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. It just makes my heart happy.
Kanye is known for his meltdowns, y'all. What do you think he tells his kids when they have a meltdown?
Kids, you need to go to Wyoming. You need to get out of here and go to Wyoming. It works for daddy.
I'll divorce you like I divorced your mama. You better get it together.
Oh, no. All right, well, it's time to let Frank join the fun and a new segment. Now, Frank, what's going on?
If you thought I just don't give a damn, well, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it right now, how much I really care by giving these five different celebrities some Frank advice. I'm going to do it in five words or less. And what do we call it, Heidi?
We call it Frank Does Give a Five. All right, let's go. So first up is Kim K. Now, rumor has it that she's worried men won't want to date her after the Kanye divorce. What's your advice for her, Frank?
White men don't care, Kim.
Hey, five. There you go.
There
he did.
Go.
He
White
did
men
it.
Don't care, Kim.
All right. LeBron James once said Tom Brady can't be the GOAT, otherwise known as the greatest athlete of all time, because he only plays half the time. Frank, what say you?
You don't have Tom's hair.
And Prince William allegedly called Meghan Markle that bloody woman.
Oh, no.
Advice for him, if this is true, Frank?
Can you cancel a king?
And Candace Cameron Bure thanked Lori Loughlin for being her wing woman. Is Lori now forgiven for cheating her kids into school?
All right, just Photoshop yourself in prison. There you go.
Oh, my God. Also, we do have one more, Frank. Dish Nation host Heidi Hamilton posted this throwback pic. Advice for this young lady?
Post this on Milk Carton. Haven't seen her since 1986. Well, there you have it, my Frank advice. So stay tuned for more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, honey. Now, Mr. Don Cheadle, honey, he stopped by the Ellen Show and guest host was Miss Wanda Sykes. Now, Wanda wanted to apologize, y'all, to Don for not reacting, honey, to some really big news that he shared with her earlier this year. Take a look.
You know, you text me and you told me that you just got married. I was like, oh, damn. The pandemic done got to Don and Bridget. I was like, what the hell happened, man? Because I didn't know that you guys weren't married.
That's understandable, given that we'd been together 28 years before we got married.
Right.
I hold you blameless.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I thought he was already married to her, first of all.
Me too.
Maybe this pandemic, though, made them say, you know what, life is short.
Yeah.
And we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. They already have two children, so maybe, you know, pandemic either broke up marriages or got people together. So
that's
maybe that, it
that's
was
true.
This.
28 years, she can walk away with $28 million. Yeah.
Ooh!
But, Portia, we know you're not waiting no damn 28 years. You just did, what, 6 months?
I didn't wait 28 days.
28
okay?
hours.
know this right, bitch. I didn't even make it to 30 days. All right, baby? And we got the job done.
Y'all know damn well why he waited 28 years and why he finally decided to marry this girl. He cannot get an erection anymore, so now he have to marry her because he don't want her to leave. Y'all know what men do, so stop acting crazy.
Gary.
What?
You're not lying. Think about it. They do come. They do get drilled in when they get sick, they get tired, they tooth coming out.
Yes.
Portia. Really?
This is why I'm not dating an older man, because you're not going to get me when you all broke down, you can't play on the field no more, your knees, bro, you got CTE in your brain. Now you want to get married to me. That's not happening.
I want to push you around. I want to push you around. I'll push you right in that house. That way you ain't rolling out nowhere.
Okay.
Wow. I got no problem with an older man.
All right, y'all. Well, let me tell y'all about this next story because it is crazy. So a League of Legends player over in China spent about $22,000 on an e-girl to play the game with him, right? Now, at first, he spent about $11,000 in fees alone just to play with her. And then he asked her out, and she said no.
Ooh.
Well, he spent another $11,000 on gifts for the e-girl of his dreams, sent the gifts to her house, and she still said no to a date. Then he and the other gamer started calling her his wife on the game.
What?
Honey, she got upset and ended their game-playing relationship, and that's when he decided to sue her for all his money.
Oh, no. It don't work
okay,
like
so
that.
Heidi, if you tell someone no to a date, and they still send you gifts, are you refusing it, or are you keeping them?
No, no, here's the thing. I'm refusing it. This happened to me. I was seeing somebody and we were maybe together 4 months and then Christmas time hit and this person I opened up the gift and it was two tickets to Maui.
Oh,
and I wasn't feeling what she was feeling.
Girl, they'll mess around and meet you there.
You should have sent them to me. I showed up. I'd have showed up. She'd have been like, you a black girl. Who is you?
Okay.
I'm here to continue what Heidi didn't want to.
I don't think it's fair that he's suing her because she didn't ask him to send those gifts to her. That was his
own choice. That's right.
You know?
You're with a you live with a teenage boy, a.k.a. your son. Are you going to have him teach you how to play video games so maybe potentially find you a man, Sherry?
More importantly, I used to think all I had to teach Jeffrey about was ratchet girls coming after him. Now I got to teach him not to use my credit card on these girls on the internet. That's a whole new thing that I got to teach my son. Yeah. These hoes come after you on the internet.
All right, honey. Our friend Jason Lee, honey, over at Hollywood Unlocked on Fox Soul has some controversial T-Baby driving. Jason, tell us more.
Thanks, Gary. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight on Fox Soul. We have rapper Sean Kingston on the show, and he breaks down why he's been gone for so long and all the rumors around the jewelry and cars being repossessed. That's all tonight. Don't miss it. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxsoul.tv.
Thanks, Jason. Well, coming up, ladies, Kristen Stewart is telling us what must-have clothing item we need to have in our closet to make us feel sexier than ever. And you might be kind of surprised. More after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Frank, what do we have next?
Well, Kristen Stewart is giving you ladies wardrobe advice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what she's got.
Well, in a recent interview with Vogue Paris, she shared that a pair of Levi jeans should be a staple in everyone's closet. She says a pair of Levi's is going to make you feel sexier than any dress you own, and every woman should have pretty underwear.
Ooh. Done and done. Okay. I'm finally on trend.
I know. It's not really like breaking like fashion news to say you got a pair of Levi's and you got some good undies. I mean, I think every woman has that. Do you agree with her, though? I mean, about the Levi's making you feel sexy?
Sherry, what do you think?
For me, I feel sexy in a dress every single time because I like my legs. Yeah. So, and I think
dresses. That's true. Sherry's got great legs, Sherry.
Yeah.
Heidi and Sherry, is it a big deal if a woman doesn't have pretty underwear? Does that say something about her? Like, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I enjoy like a nice pair of granny panties, but what does that say about her if
they're not
nice?
You get turned on by granny panties, Chewy?
Well, I don't mind.
Get ready for this. Woo! Well, Howard Stern's name is trending after this huge revelation. Well, he's taking the entire summer off.
Yes!
But check out this. He did this right after he did this deal. Check out this new deal that he did with Sirius XM Satellite Radio. He just signed a $500 million deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only is he getting paid that, but he said, in order for me to continue and do this, I want to take from the end of June off to the beginning of September.
No way.
But now his fans, million? Those monthly subscribers, are upset. It's like, well, no, we're paying for SiriusXM.
Right.
We want new content. Mm. So you can't just sign up and then take the summer off. At least let them, you know, cancel the subscriptions or whatever.
I can completely understand him wanting to take a vacation, but I do understand if you're paying for a subscription, then no, I want you in every day. So I'm kind of on both sides. I'm torn. Yeah.
I disagree. I mean, I think that, you know, I understand everyone needs breaks.
Yeah.
But we're not in school anymore, Howard. No one gets a summer break, okay?
No matter what job you have.
A week. And being in radio, as long as we know ratings periods and when it's best time to take a break, I think this is a sign that Howard was done. He is done.
Yeah.
He wanted to negotiate himself out. But Sirius is like, okay, like, you always throw out something ridiculous that no one's going to accept it. It's like, all right, 500 million and I get summer off. They're like, okay. He's like, oh, damn it. I didn't know I gotta take it. You know, because those people didn't buy Sirius, Howard. They bought you.
That's true.
Howard kind of wants to retire, but he wanted it to be on Sirius's fault.
Hey, I'm gonna try that next time and see what the company thinks.
I get knocking, but I think I understand why his fans are upset.
Talk about, yeah, you know, like, if he does want to retire, Frank, talk about a great pension. $500 million
for
a nice little retirement fund.
When you're making that kind of money three times over, you don't even need a pension. Like, one check.
Right.
Your whole pension for your life.
Right.
You're set. Yeah. Right.
I want to throw up.
Jesus. Up next, is A-Rod trying to get J-Lo back with this thirst-trapping photo? We'll discuss after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, y'all. It's time for
Thirst Trapping
with the Stars. Yes, that was very close. We're getting better. We're getting better. Today we have the newly single Alex Rodriguez.
Hey.
Yes. Now A-Rod posted this pic on his Instagram page with the caption, "I've fallen and I can't get up, and I'm good with that. Hashtag perfect weather."
God, he's so corny. I love it.
Sherry, according to his caption, is this actually a Life Alert commercial, or do you think he's actually moved on from J-Lo?
I think it's cold for "I have fallen and my heart is broken."
Oh.
J-Lo.
Maybe J-Lo left A-Rod because this is how he is in bed. He just lays there like a big starfish and doesn't do anything.
Like a pillow king.
That's not
A-Rod lays there in bed like that, Frank, what do you do? I mean, I love how men judge other men about how they are in bed. What is your doggone pose, Frank?
Frank just said, "Brace yourself. Here I come."
So to speak.
So is he thirst trapping, y'all? Is he thirst trapping?
Oh, 1,000%.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
Anybody else getting anxiety and, like, I would be scared of a shark just popping up.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's ever. I'm never anxiety. Doing that. I'll do it in
the thirst
pool.
Trap. I'm scared.
It's a thirst trap for sharks.
Exactly.
Thirst trapping for sharks.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.